And today is a Tech Tuesday, a rainy Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey on the line with us, a CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. Bridget, how are you this rainy day? Is it raining where you are?
It's actually quite pleasant in my neck of the woods.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Rub it in.
We had a really dreary last week, so, you know.
Well, it's a good day to doodle around on your computer. And who doodles around? I guess diddle around.
What day isn't a good diddle day?
You know, it is such a time suck for me, getting an iPad, an iPhone, a computer. Really, that's all we do. Last night, we're Amazon Prime members, and I wanted to see Jesus Christ Superstar with my son. Bing, bang, boom. It's on Amazon Prime. I bought it. Amazon is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and they're actually out now to, I mean, they're already taking on Netflix, but they're kind of amping things up to even take on YouTube.
What?
Yeah, so starting today, Amazon is allowing anyone the power to upload their own video. And, I mean, the idea is that they hope, you know, they're courting more professional quality videos from media publishers. But they want anyone to just put their video on Amazon Prime. And there are incentives. You could either, charge a subscription if you want to, charge to rent or own the video. But if you put it behind the Prime paywall, and if it's popular, you could earn some bonus prize money, too. So this is just another way of Amazon going, how can we beef up Prime? And on a side note, you know, even make publishers go, should I put it on YouTube or should I try to make money off Amazon?
I mean, you can make money off of YouTube as well, but you have to have a certain amount of hits or downloads or views in order for that to happen. It sounds like Amazon, if you're out to make money and be the next internet star, Amazon might be the way to go.
Well, I think it makes a lot more sense for people to still go on YouTube if they're doing things from a webcam, for your cat videos, for your kid goes to the dentist, keep those on YouTube, because that's the easier way to make money by going viral. But at the same time, you're seeing a lot of media publishers go, well, wait a second, how can we charge a subscription maybe or put ads on that we want on a video? And it looks like Amazon's giving just more options, so that way you might go to Amazon not just to watch the video of the night, but even get your news reports.
Bridget, I'm hoping you saw this. I think anybody in the tech world is probably aware of this. Time magazine just did a piece on the 50 most important gadgets of all time. Are you privy to this? Did you read the article?
A little bit. All right. A little bit, yeah.
I'll give you what the top three are. I'm just curious if you agree or disagree. They said the third, and they do a really good job of explaining why each of the 50 is where they put them. But the third most important gadget of all time, according to Time magazine, is the Apple Macintosh computer. Number two is the Sony Trinitron television. And the number one and most important gadget ever is the Apple iPhone. Agree or disagree with those three?
Well, everyone talks about the iPhone, how it changed everything. I mean, we had touchscreen phones. I'm going to say agree, because we had touchscreen phones before the iPhone, but it took until the third iPhone for everyone to realize, oh, this is different. This is something that others don't have in terms of how Apple made the whole ecosystem and how Apple kind of created the whole App Store to just be simple to use. Because before, when we had touchscreen phones, and they were a little junky and full of bloatware, and sometimes they were kind of, you know, they worked and they didn't work. And I personally didn't even want an iPhone when it first came out because it didn't have basic things. It was 2G internet speed. It didn't have copy and paste like my LG phone did. So, you know, although it might not have, like, been right out the gate the strongest phone, it certainly, you know, made everyone think differently about It made everyone think differently about smartphones.
But, you know, even I went out on Mother's Day with my mother-in-law, and at dinner she announced, she pulls out of her purse, she says, guess what I got? She's from Mississippi, I'm not just making up a voice. And we're like, what? Annette, what did you get? She goes, I got an iPhone.
Oh.
She goes, I don't know how to work it yet, but Sheila, her daughter, is going to come over tonight and explain it to me.
Oh.
But that's huge because, you know, a lot of people who aren't computer savvy can really figure out the iPhone with ease.
Yeah, my parents are both on iPhones now, but they're not into apps unless it's like an easy game to play. At the same time, though, they love the fact that we can do FaceTime with each other because they're in Florida, I'm in New York, I don't get to see them, and because of how easy it is to use like video chatting with FaceTime and other things, it's very intuitive in that way.
Yeah, and you know, with them going to be grandparents, they of course have to have FaceTime. Bridget Carey expecting a baby, and that'll be fun.
Yeah,
you'll use that a lot.
Yeah, I hope so.
Time magazine ranked your baby as the 35th most important gadget of our lifetime, by the way, Bridget. I think it should have been higher.
No pressure there.
Nope, none.
All right, we have time for one more big thing in the tech news. What would you like to tell us, Bridget?
Well, I would say, speaking of all this video talk, Periscope, that's like Twitter's live broadcasting app where you can just take your phone and live broadcast video to the world. They're making some changes, and they announced that they're going to make their videos stay alive forever by default unless you choose to delete it. And the big deal here is that you probably have come across a few Facebook Live videos already. Facebook and Twitter are kind of facing off in this sense of like being the one place you go to, hey, I want to broadcast something live right now on video to everyone. Which platform do I use? Do I go to Twitter's Periscope? Do I go to Facebook? And now they're both going to keep their videos alive without deleting because Periscope used to just erase from existence after a day. And that's going to be important for even professionals, news outlets. You know, if you're at a live event and you want to document something or if you're a witness to something, you know, are you going to pull one of these out and just start streaming it for the world to see and not worry about it disappearing? So I think it's going to be a neat tool going forward.
Periscope is really good. As I mentioned, that boxing match, the Mayweather-Floyd fight, we didn't want to pay the money, so we went on Periscope, and some dudes were just holding their phone up to the TV,
yeah,
doing shots between rounds, and then the picture was sideways at the end of the fight. But Periscope, I didn't even think about it in the whole news sense of the word world. If something's breaking, we've been using it here at WGN as well. I know Kristen Decker will go out and shoot stuff. It's the way to really be connected instantly instead of having the camera crew get there.
If you want to try something really cool, go on Periscope tonight, right about when you're about to go to bed, and there's a globe, and you can just see little blips on a globe anywhere in the world on where someone is streaming live. And I was able to jump into other countries where it was the middle of the day. I saw a sunset in Hawaii. You could just go anywhere. Sometimes if I'm like, if I wish I was at Disney World, I could just jump into Florida and go, oh, hey, who's streaming now from the ride?
Is that
cool?
You can
just be anywhere with the way they set it up, or, you know, jump into something that's going on that you may not understand. One time there was a protest going on, and the people were speaking English and other languages too, so you find it's very multicultural and really eye-opening.
Awesome. I'm going to do that. Periscope, check it out, and look at the globe and pick on different various spots around the world. Thanks for the tip. She's Bridget Carey, a CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. What is coming up on the CNET Update if we go to CNET.com?
Well, aside from some of the stories we talked about right now, we're also talking about how you could play Nintendo games in virtual reality. So someone figured out how to take old Virtual Boy games from 1995, which was a failed device, and put it in today's VR headsets if you have an Android phone. So fun things to tinker with there.
Great. Thank you so much. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bridget. A quick break, then the news. Steve will give you the news. And then...
Did your tongue just stop?
My tongue stopped working.
Fix-A-Flat.
It just gave up. Spray some Fix-A-Flat on me. And then a world record holder will be joining us. We'll explain more in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.